Okay, today's date, it is a notable one, 12-12-12, and not only is it kind of cool, it has all kinds of superstitions and special occasions, and it's the last time we'll have a triple-digit date this century.
But what really motivates us to act or think differently on days like this one, or the Maya's presumed end of the Earth later this month? Let's ask Michael Shermer. He's the publisher of Skeptic Magazine and author of The Believing Brain. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, why do we humans cling to ideas or myths about numbers like 12-12-12?
Well, first of all, we practice what I call patternicity, the tendency to find meaningful patterns in random noise. Our brains are wired up to do that. It's almost impossible for subjects in experiments, for example, to see randomness. If you give them random noises, random dots on a screen, random sounds through an earphone, whatever, they always find patterns. That's just what we do. Randomness doesn't look like anything. And so dates, calendars, numbers are perfect for this. We're, perfect for patternicity. We can just look out, scan around, find anything that's meaningful. And of course, to the Mayans, there was no 12-12-12. That's a Western calendar. So it's really definitely us doing the finding of the meaningful patterns. And there's nothing deeper than that, than it's just a psychological effect.
Well, the Mayan thing has taken on a huge significance in popular culture. Can you explain the power of cultural myths?
Well, in part, of course, because we like to have the idea that time comes to an end. See, in Western culture, we have two metaphors of time, time zero, time cycle. Time zero means there's a beginning and an end. Time cycle means time repeats itself. Either way, we employ both of them such that it seems like it's a compelling idea that there's going to be an end. But if you look at most end time scenarios, the people who believe it are never, they never really think they're going to end. That they always believe they're going to continue on in this next new world, the time after, or the good times to come, or that things used to be terrible and but we're going to make them better, or they used to be great and now they're terrible, but we're going to go back to the greatness. The prophet always writes himself into the prophet of things to come that are going to be great. So it's filled with all sorts of hopeful, wishful thinking and Western culture motifs of beginnings and ends.
Well, it's really interesting because it's not just Western culture, right? There are these kind of ideas that pervade each culture. It's very human, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The particular kind of metaphor is Western, but there's other ones that fit other cultures, still with the idea that time has a beginning and an end. The Mayans, it's a cyclical calendar, not unlike our yearly calendar. In other words, December 31st, 2012 is the end of time this year, and then it begins again at midnight, 12:01. It's a new calendar. It's a new beginning. And in a way, that's what the Mayan calendar is. It wasn't so much the end of everything. It was the start of a new cycle of time.
Michael, great perspective. Thanks for joining us to share it.
You're welcome.
Michael Shermer is the publisher of Skeptic Magazine.